We are wrapping up the work week, which is the final full work week of summer with mild conditions across our area. Yesterday, it was warm enough to break a couple of records. Burlington and Montpelier both set new records for the day yesterday. And today's weather has been pretty similar to what we saw yesterday. We had some locally dense fog this morning. And then once the fog burned off, temperatures quickly warmed through the 70s into the 80s in most areas. We have a good amount of sunshine through the region this afternoon, with just a couple of clouds dotting the sky. A bit farther to our west, we see thicker clouds, and from those clouds, there are some showers that are working through portions of the Great Lakes area. Those clouds and showers are in association with a cold front that will eventually come through the region, but not until late tomorrow and tomorrow night. So we have one more mild night and mild day ahead for tomorrow. Temperatures tonight will drop back into the 50s to near 60 degrees, and just like the past few nights, some areas of locally dense fog are likely. As we move into the day tomorrow, we'll see morning sunshine fade a bit behind afternoon clouds. We'll see more clouds in areas west of the Hudson River, and there is the small chance of a late shower or storm, again, mainly in areas west of the Hudson. Temperatures tomorrow will be mild, running between about 80 and 85 degrees, and there will be kind of a touch of mugginess in the air as our dew point temperatures come up above the 60-degree mark in some spots. That front will cross the region tomorrow night, so we all have the chance to see a shower, possibly a rumble of thunder. And then by Sunday, that front will work its way off to our east. There will likely be some clouds lingering Sunday morning, and then we'll see sunshine come out. A gusty breeze will develop, and the air on Sunday will be quite a bit cooler than it has been in recent days. A quick check to the tropics this afternoon, where we have Tropical Depression 9, which is about 900 miles to the east-northeast of the Lesser Antilles. That system is expected to dissipate either later today or over the weekend. And newly formed Tropical Depression 10 is well out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean and poses no threat to land. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, chance of a late shower or storm, warm, high 80 to 85. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, chance of a late shower or storm, high 80 to 85. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 80 to 85. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high 80 to 85. Region-wide on Sunday, increasing sunshine, breezy and cooler, high in the 60s and 70s, and on Monday, partly to mostly sunny, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.